The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning, 58 degrees at 7:03. Mid-70s for a high today. The sun will be coming up in the next half hour, and we're here with you on the KRLD Morning News. Glad to have you along in our top story. Petroleum prices a little up this morning, at least partly due to the markets assessing the impact of U.S. actions to depose Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro.
At KRLD, business analyst David Johnson tells us Venezuela has enormous reserves.
And it was producing like crazy until, you know, Maduro came along. Of course, not quite in great shakes under Chavez, but it just deteriorated.
Now, even with Maduro out, one Texas energy expert is not expecting big changes anytime soon in Venezuela's oil production. Ed Hears from the University of Houston says oil producers are being squeezed.
You know, at this time last year, the price of oil was more than $80 a barrel. Today, it's less than $60 a barrel. The cost of drilling are up 5 to 12% per well, simply because of the increased cost of steel due to the steel tariffs.
Hears says because of all that, oil companies right now don't have the capital to fund new drilling operations in Venezuela. While oil prices are higher, Texas gas prices are pretty much steady today. AAA says the Texas average is $2.39, about 4 cents lower than last week. This is the KRLD Morning News, live from the KRLD 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm John Little.
And I'm Mike Rogers. Now, oil may be the headline coming out of Venezuela, but the removal of Nicolas Maduro could affect coffee and chocolate prices as well. If the region is stabilized, the country's specialty coffee beans could be back in some boutique coffee shops within 18 months. Venezuela produces some of the world's best cocoa, and experts say within 3 years, those exports could bring down the price of premium dark chocolates.
It is 7:05 at KRLD. Dallas will let the Oaklawn United Methodist Church keep a rainbow flag design on its front steps. Now, why did they get involved? Well, the church is an historic landmark, so changes to the property actually require approval from the Landmark Commission. Former Commissioner Sidney Steiner says the church has always shown support for the LGBTQ community.
No one walks the walk better than this church, and those steps are a temporary way of expressing their welcome to everyone.
Now, the city of Dallas was forced to remove a rainbow design from a crosswalk in the neighborhood after an order from Governor Greg Abbott. The Landmark Commission ruled that the design on the steps of the church qualifies as temporary artwork and can remain for up to 3 years.
It says 7:06 now. It's an amazing story. A Dallas missing persons case has been resolved after more than a half a century.
In 1973, a Dallas teenager named Norman Prater simply vanished. Around the same time, an unidentified teenager was run over and killed more than 350 miles away in Aransas County. Then, there was nothing to connect the cases, but Dallas Police Detective Ryan Dalby got information from the Aransas County Medical Examiner.
Got the complete file from them, and their forensic analyst went through and looked at points of reference on the face and everything, and believe that there's a high probability of the person that was found down there being Norman Prater.
Dalby contacted Prater's brother, who examined the photo of the unidentified teen and confirmed it was, in fact, Norman. This was the longest cold case missing persons investigation in the history of Dallas Police. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the first time in Texas history, a newborn has been surrendered in a safe Haven baby box.
The baby was placed inside the temperature-controlled baby box at Lubbock's Fire Station Number 9, where firefighters immediately responded, with the child now on track for placement in a permanent home. Safe Haven founder and CEO Monica Kelsey called the decision selfless, an act of pure love. There are 14 baby boxes in the Lone Star State, with each box equipped with 24/7 monitoring and a silent alarm to first responders when a baby is placed inside, with the boxes facilitating over 70 safe surrenders nationally since 2017. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Number three, a large fire destroys a butcher's shop in Waxahachie along Water Street. Flames tore through the Blind Pig Butchery before sunrise Monday, forced nearby residents out of their homes, and no injury is reported. Investigators working to determine the cause. Some locals say that street is haunted. Number two, an up-and-coming Dallas rapper has died after a New Year's Week club shooting. 25-year-old Z the Wizard was among five people wounded during the shooting early on Thursday morning. Investigators have not shared details on suspects or exactly what sparked the violence at a late-night club. Top story this morning, jury selection continues for a former Uvalde CISD police officer facing charges of child abandonment.
Here's the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD. You're listening to the KRLD Morning Briefing. We're going to fill your head this morning with a lot of useful information in our 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic. All we ask is when they say, where did you hear that? You tell them it's from us. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
722 at KRLD as your news continues for the on-time experts. We start your 20-minute morning briefing right now on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm John Little.
And I'm Mike Rogers. Got some big cuts reportedly in store for the nation's emergency management agency.
2026 could see massive cuts in the FEMA workforce. The Washington Post reports roughly 10,000 disaster response and recovery roles could be eliminated, with the first responder workforce cut by some 40%, the department offering long-term follow-up assistance cut by 85%. A FEMA spokesman calls the Post's report inaccurate. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A jury has been selected for a former Uvalde CISD police officer who is facing 29 charges of child abandonment in connection with the failed response to the deadly school shooting at Robb Elementary. They'll be asked to consider if Adrian Gonzalez's failure to engage the suspect was criminal. Nico LaHood is his attorney.
He feels he's innocent. He feels all he did was show up to try to help those children. There was over 370 officers there. We have not seen or even heard of a theory of why Mr. Gonzalez is being singled out.
The trial was moved from Uvalde to Corpus Christi due to community impact. It's expected to take at least 2 weeks.
Well, the Texas border is once again in the spotlight.
The November midterms will be a test of Republican advances in South Texas that have been made under President Trump.
We're talking about the most votes a Republican presidential candidate has seen with Hispanic voters.
Abraham Enriquez heads the conservative activist group Bienvenido U.S. A newly released Pew Research study of Latinos across the country found that 81% of those who supported Trump in the last election still have his back. And while that sounds like a lot, it's down 10 points from the start of his second term. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Let's check on your money with David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, guys. Well, it's a little early in 2026 to be doing any categorization. But right now, I'm thinking we're going to call this the Rosanna Data Market. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another. It's always something. Russia, Ukraine, government shutdowns, Federal Reserve, inflation, the tech wreck, Bitcoin, and Venezuela. Now we have to deal with that. Now, the most meaningless figures I'll give you this morning are the ones I'm about to give you. Right now, the Dow Industrials average looks down 15 points on the opening. The NASDAQ looks up 54. The S&P average looks up 4. You know, yesterday about this time, we were talking maybe slightly lower, slightly higher market. Then the thing exploded. New all-time highs in the Dow Jones Industrials Average. It dragged the NASDAQ and the S&P along with it. I mean, there were some pitfalls here and there. But even oil was up. Just when you thought, well, maybe they're going to turn on the spigots down south and we're going to flood the market with oil. Crude was up a buck. It's up another 25 cents this morning, $58.57. So what are we dealing with this morning? Well, to some great degree, more of the same. Fresh headlines coming out of Venezuela and trying to figure out what we're going to do down there. New headlines and saying the U.S. could reimburse big oil companies rebuilding the infrastructure down there to get in there and give them an incentives. And the oil companies so far seem to be sort of like the Alphonse Gaston. Oh, no, 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 after you. You go first. Well, no, we'll come later on. Also, headlines coming out of Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show is on. We heard from NVIDIA, the big chip producer yesterday. They've got a whole new chip. Just when everybody is waiting for the chip that it's in backlog, they've got new Vera Rubin, which is better and especially good for autonomous driving. Think robo-taxis and that sort of thing. Banks hit a new all-time high yesterday and were one of the real catalysts for that big, enormous rally that we saw in the Dow. Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs just exploded on the upside. So we'll see if that trend can continue. Gold, that trend's continuing. Big up day yesterday, up another $18.20 this morning. Silver, also a good safe haven, up 2%, up $1.50. And the interest rates, which fell slightly yesterday, right now, they look a little tiny bit higher, 4.17%. Again, the Dow looks down now 19. The S&P average looks up 4. The NASDAQ up 50. But we'll see. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, David. Really appreciate it. 727. In the wake of child care fraud investigations taking place in Minnesota, Governor Greg Abbott is now directing all state agencies that deal with child care to investigate potential fraud in the state's subsidized child care programs.
In a letter released Monday, Governor Abbott said recent reports from the Trump administration and independent journalists alleging systematic fraud in child care systems in other states prompted his action. Under Abbott's directive, the Texas Workforce Commission, working with the Health and Human Services Commission, will expand anti-fraud measures and launch investigations into any potential misdirection of state child care dollars. State officials did not immediately release details on the scope of the investigations or when the new measures will take effect. From the 24-hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the recent abduction and arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has inadvertently become a major advertisement for Nike tracksuits. Thanks to all the pictures of Maduro being escorted to and fro by U.S. military personnel while wearing one. It's kind of a grayish tan. It's got a hoodie. It's got a Nike swoosh on the chest and matching pants, of course. So naturally, that is now a must-have item. The Maduro tracksuit is sold out in both the U.S. and Europe right now. And if you can find one, it's going to cost you about $140.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doomed.
Yeah. I think I'll wait until they show up in the thrift store.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.